Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Since at least the time of the grumbling Israelites, when manna descended from heaven, peculiar things have been reported falling from the sky. Animals, especially fish, are high on the list of odd objects that have dropped out of clouds during implausible events. As an example, newspapers reported that on October 23, 1947, fish fell in the town of Marksville, Louisiana. The weather at the time was calm and it was not raining, although it was somewhat foggy. Without warning, largemouth bass, sunfish, shad, and minnows came raining down in the streets. Some of them were frozen and others merely cold, but all were said to be fit for human consumption. A number of them struck people who happened to be on the street at the time. Fish are most commonly reported in such bizarre incidents, but other aquatic species occasionally show up, or rather fall down. In August of 1870, a shower of salamanders hit Sacramento, California. They were apparently alive when they hit the ground. On September 7, 1953, frogs and toads fell from the sky over Leicester, Massachusetts. Again in May 1981, frogs fell from the sky over a city in southern Greece. The species of frog that fell was native to North Africa. The mechanism that causes such events has long been speculated but never definitively proven. Tornadoes or waterspouts are leading suspects. Tornadoes are known to have sucked up the water entirely from small ponds, and one can imagine that the smaller creatures within went along for the ride. The inadvertent hitchhikers have sometimes been carried long distances, apparently by high winds, before falling to earth, sometimes from a cloudless sky. There are many such recordings throughout history. Some reports, though, do stretch the limits of credibility. In 1877, the New York Times recounted that several small live alligators fell on a farm in South Carolina. In the same year, another account stated that live snakes fell over the southern part of Memphis, Tennessee. My favorite occurred just down the interstate in Shreveport on July 12, 1961, when carpenters working on the roof of a house had to take cover during a deluge of green peaches from an otherwise unremarkable sky. That's not far removed from manna.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.